Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, tech reporter Mike Dubusky here with a look at everything going on in the tech world. And Mike, a lot of people still talking about this Axios report last week of AI and how it might be coming for our jobs in ways that we don't really think about. And I'm wondering what kind of waves this has sent through the tech world, maybe even through Washington in the last few days, as people are more and more talking about, like, hey, wait a second, just how many jobs might be able to be replaced by AI in the near future?
Yeah, that Axios report talked to Dario Amodei, who is the CEO of Anthropic, one of the big AI companies out there, kind of a major competitor to a company like OpenAI or Google. And the CEO of that company recently said that there is basically a bloodbath coming for the white-collar working world, the potential for AI to replace a lot of these sort of entry-level jobs in fields that we would not otherwise expect. Oxford Economics recently, which is a research firm, found that a lot of the sort of unemployment among recent college graduates is focused in technical fields, what were otherwise considered to be relatively safe pathways for new graduates, things like finance and computer science in particular, where AI has made a lot of gains, a lot of changes to those industries, specifically things like vibe coding, which is coming up in the coding world, guys. Vibe coding is a term that is used for generating computer code, right? The stuff that builds a website or an app using just AI. It was coined by an AI researcher named Andre Kaparthy earlier this year, and he describes it as when you fully give yourself over to the vibes, you embrace the exponentials, and you forget that the code even exists. In other words, he's going to these AI services, things like ChatGPT or increasingly specialized AI tools that are just designed for coding, and he's asking them to write him a personal website. He's not writing out the code himself. He's just kind of describing what he wants to happen, and AI can spit back lines and lines of code that it says will get the job done. You can imagine that that is worrying a number of college graduates who are going into fields like computer coding or computer science.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember when coding was a specialized skill, it offered great job opportunities, but now has vibe coding kind of taken over coding?
So not entirely. And to be clear, guys, AI has been used in coding for many years now. But basically, its role was as a helper, right? You could ask AI to translate a piece of code that you wrote from one coding language like C++ into a different coding language like Python, for example. In fact, I was talking to our IT guy here at ABC News Radio, and he said it's actually pretty proficient at doing that. Vibe coding is something completely different, right? This is you not writing the code at all. You don't need to have any proficiency. In fact, I will admit to you guys, I was trying to vibe code last night on my iPad, and I got pretty far in building a sort of rudimentary app. It didn't quite work, in fairness. this. But, you know, I only gave it about an hour and a half or so. And you can imagine if you dedicated a little bit more time to refining things and touching things up around the edge, you could actually, you know, build an app for yourself with no expertise to back it up. There are concerns, though, for giving over so much of the coding process to something like an AI. For one, a lot of these coding services are based on large language models, the same stuff that underpins ChatGPT, a lot of the chatbots we see out there. That means that they're still prone to hallucination and getting things wrong. This is something that has dogged the entire AI space. And AI advocates will say that's just kind of why you have to continue to work with it. You kind of have to keep, you know, a pace with the system and make sure that you're double checking its work. And that's all well and good if you're building a small app. It's a little bit more concerning if you're handing over a bigger project that is generated by AI. Sundar Pichai, who's the CEO of Google, recently said that 1/4 of all the code that Google shipped last year was in some way AI generated.
Oh, wow. It really, to me, kind of shows how, and this goes back almost to that Axios article where it is trying to kind of send out there this message that, like, people don't really understand how fast this is moving, how exponentially better this is getting in such a short amount of time. But this coding thing kind of illustrates that to where, Mike, it was not that long ago. Remember Learn to Code?
Yeah.
Like, that was the big catchphrase. It's what, you know, they were telling everybody, like, hey, you're a truck driver, learn to code, you know, going to coding. That was the job of the future.
Yeah.
Now, with the exception of, like, a few master coders, I mean, you have Meta laying off coders because you don't need anyone to code. We have a computer program that does it for you. We told all these people to learn to code. Now it's like, oh, man, sorry. Like, I forgot. We don't need that anymore. Go do something else. Learn to sew or something like that. It really underscores how fast technology is moving.
And think about the pipeline problems that that sort of creates, right? Is that, you know, these are coders, these AI systems are coders at the entry level, right? They still make mistakes. They still, you know, get things wrong. You still kind of need someone who knows what they're talking about to double check everything, to go through and debug and to prompt it in the first place, right? You need a human to sort of envision a website or an app first before you get, you know, an AI to actually execute on that goal. But a lot of the time, the people who are doing those human jobs in the world of computer science are senior level, right? They're 7, 8, 10 sometimes years into their careers. If we're getting rid of the farm team, right, by replacing them with AI, well, then where does that pipeline go? Eventually, those older coders, those more senior employees are going to age out. They're going to retire. They're going to go and do something else. So what happens at that point? A lot of the warnings that we're seeing coming from or around the AI space actually come from AI companies themselves. And they do have a vested interest in sort of hyping up the product, getting people to pay attention to it, invest in it, making sure that, you know, it's safe and what have you. So there is some skepticism here that I think is necessary when we talk about the advancement of AI. It is still pretty imperfect. It is a still pretty flawed technology. But even still, it is gaining a lot of attention. And we're seeing more and more companies start to bake it in to their businesses, really at the expense of some of their entry-level workers.
Well, it's got to scare a lot of people from going into this field.
It certainly does. And, you know, it's interesting to see, like, kind of where people are now going as a result of that. The New York Times spoke to a recent college graduate who had studied computer science. And he said a lot of his, colleagues or classmates were going into traditional fields, again, you know, working for a big tech company or working for, you know, a computer science company. He says increasingly people are kind of going off on their own and starting their own companies, doing the riskier venture just because they see the sort of traditional pathway as not being as clear as it once was.
Just crazy. I'm sure a lot of people are just kind of waking up to this for the first time. Mike, thanks so much for being with us this morning. Mike Tobusky, tech reporter.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.